Hey, Bob, how are you?
Hi, Steve. I'm doing very well, thank you. And I've been listening to you for 40 years, since 1978.
Well, thanks, man.
So we go way back.
Yeah, we do.
We go way back before I got sober. So thank you.
All right.
I love your show. And I'm calling because I'm the co-founder of the Midwest Shelter for Homeless Veterans in Wheaton. And Joe Walsh, I want to thank you for choosing our organization as one of the folks to benefit from this year's VetAid out in Tacoma. It's wonderful. I'm also a huge fan of the Eagles. Been listening forever of the Eagles. I'm listening forever. Just call and say thank you, how grateful we are. I am myself a Vietnam combat veteran. I came home with all kinds of problems. And once home, after a while, started getting some help. The idea behind the Midwest Shelter is to give back, to help those veterans of today to get back on their feet, get back into a world they want to be in instead of the world that they have been living in. So I thank you.
That's
Steve,
awesome.
I thank you for taking the call, and I thank you, Joe, very much.
Oh, yeah, hey, Bob, it's Joe. It's great to meet you over the phone. Yeah, we stumbled across your website and checked it out, and I saw a news broadcast, I don't know, about 8 months ago.
Yeah,
I saw that.
CNN did something on us a while ago, and maybe that was it.
Yeah, but you guys are doing a great job and making a big difference, and I'm happy to help, man.
Well, it really does help more than you know, and we are so grateful, and thank you. And I get to come out and see you out there and meet you in person. So
you coming to Tacoma?
Yes, yeah.
Fantastic.
All right.
Yep.
Fantastic.
And what's the name of your organization again, Bob?
Midwest.
Thank you, Steve. It's the Midwest Shelter for Homeless Veterans. It's in Wheaton. I can give you the website if you want it.
Sure.
It's www.helpaveteran.org.
All right, that's easy to remember. Mm-hmm. As a taxpayer, I still don't get why this is even an issue. When you send people, send them to be soldiers, mm-hmm. and then they come back and they're damaged. I don't see why we spare any expense as a country to help fix them.
You would think if we're going to go to a war, that part of the war budget would be
after the war.
After the war.
Yeah.
But they've never done that.
Yeah. Because most of them haven't gone, I guess.
Yeah.
In many cases.
That's a no-brainer for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man.
The Obama administration probably did more for veterans, and it's not a political statement. They just did more for veterans in those 8 years than anyone before them, and I probably think since then. But they all kinds of new programs. It has been different and better for the young men and women coming home from these two wars than previously. And we're just happy to be a part of that, to do everything we can.
Well, it's
well, Bob, God bless you, and thanks for doing what you do. And I'm really happy to meet you, and happy that I can help.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Steve.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Yes, sir.